7.
Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to have a look at the Bendigo Form Preview today. And don't forget, too, Race 1, Shepherd and Harness, is kicking off nice and early this morning at 10.20. So Luke Humphreys will be along to call that race and try and tip us into the winner of the first. But as far as we're concerned with Bendigo today, Warren Huntley and Harry White are our two tipsters. Warren, good to speak to you again, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Track's not that bad at Bendigo today. How do you see the card?
Oh, look, gee, there's some nice young horses to come out of the divided two-year-old race, the first couple of races. I think there's some terrific jump-out form there. We'll see how that translates to race day and hopefully some value later on in the card. And you're right, just cooler weather, but was a heavy eight when we were over the weekend with that lot of rain, but it's improved nicely. And I would expect it to race pretty well with the rail still in the true position, just moved it a little bit out around the bend.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Harry White joins us. We're racing on a soft six, which is good news. You confident about today, Harry?
Yeah, it's a nice-looking card, Michael. Hopefully a few value runners, as Warren mentioned, and plenty of winners, but plenty to learn with those two-year-old races at the start of the day.
Yeah, they are the highlights as far as I'm concerned, and we're excited to see them. Let's kick off, and we take our 2 and 14 in the first race. The favourite is the billionaire, Anthony Freeman, first starter by Written Tycoon. $2.30 on the programs at $4.20. Rossino is at $11. So the market's really got this down to the top two. What have the jump-outs told you, Warren?
That there's a very nice bunch of horses here, Michael, but probably none more so than the billionaire, who looks a flashy type and rode the speed and then quickened nicely in the most recent jump out. And he's looked good every time I've seen some evidence of his work. So I'm going to go with number 7, the billionaire, ahead of 5 on the program, who just rolled along near the speed out in the middle of the track and just kept going in a jump out at Cranbourne recently. The Something Youngs have got a great team of two-year-olds and this looks to be going nicely as a late-season version. 6, Rosarino. The jump out I've seen is quite a while ago, but it was a really encouraging performance, but I haven't seen any recent work, but looked to move nicely and has had plenty of time to either improve or even just be turned out and come back since then. And I put 10, Chrome Angel, in as next best, who was pretty much cruising to the line in a recent jump out, but again, looked to move nicely. So much to learn here, Michael. I went 7, 5, 6 and 10.
7, 5, 6 and 10. How do you see the first, Harry?
Pretty similar to Warren. I've got the billionaire on top. Looked to be doing it easy when winning a recent Mornington jump out. And he's out of a stable renowned for producing early running two-year-olds. His full brother Trump is an 8-time winner and it looks as if he'll follow suit. Number 1, Bartos, looks over the odds after showing ability at the jump outs. His full sister Charvet is a handy one and he's drawn ideally. On the programs, jumped out well as well, despite breeding suggesting he'll get better over further. This is a good kick-off point. And agree with Warren, Chrome Angel jumped out fairly nicely out of a dam who has had 10 race foals for 8 winners, 7-1-5-10.
7-1-5-10. Just got breaking news coming through on Twitter too. Cardinal George Pell has been acquitted of the child sex abuse convictions by the High Court and will walk free from prison today. So that is breaking as we speak. Cardinal George Pell has been acquitted and will walk free from jail today. All right, Warren, let's get on to race number 2. This is also for the two-year-olds. Take out 1, 7 and 10. You put the blowtorch on Calvin McAvoy yesterday about Zoo Dancer. It's the favourite at 280. Is that the way you're going, Warren?
Look, I'm leaning that way. One jump out, and gee, sometimes you like to see them even pace themselves a little bit better and finish off, but she was off and gone in quick time in a recent jump out and looks to be a good running type, ready to go. So maybe striking while the iron's hot, I've gone with 12 ahead of 13 all my life, who's got that race experience, trialled well behind Cut It Out, raced well behind Cut It Out and covered a bit of ground there, went round single figures on debut, managed to get a really good run here. 8, Divine Caprice has trialled up nicely to resume, another one with race experience that can stand him in good stead. And he looks like a big, bold, striding sort of horse, Master Bartholdi. But there's some raw talent there. I just wonder if he might get run off his feet to some extent at 1,000 metres. But I'm looking for him to be working home strongly. 12, 13, 8 and 4.
12, 13, 8 and 4 in the second. Harry, are you with the favourite Zoo Dancer as well?
I've got Zoo Dancer in the mix, but I've sided with the number 8, Divine Caprice, who resumes, has jumped out solidly in preparation for this. She split now Group 3 winner Mildred and subsequent winner Cut It Out first up last prep before pulling up lame next start. Tried well previously on Rain Effect to going, so she'll get through the ground here. Just might need some luck from a wide draw, noting blinkers come off. To beat Zoo Dancer, who blitz rivals with ease in a recent jump out, so ideally drawn to do no work for an on-pace run. All My Life was good on debut, as Warren mentioned, warming up late to finish third. She maps for the run of the race, and Master Bartholdi has shown good ability at the trials as well and looks another one set for a solid debut. 8, 12, 13, 4.
8, 12, 13 and 4. Race number 3, we can take out 5, 6, 9, 10, 14 and 15. High Fashion here has been very well backed. Damien Oliver for Wendy Kelly into $3.40 and it's been backed this morning as well. Harry, what can you tell us about this first starter?
I'm with High Fashion, Michael. I thought the jump out, recent jump out, was very good. And the horse has been given plenty of time by the stable as well. And I've liked the fact that Damien Oliver's been booked to ride. She's nicely drawn after scratchings and looks set for a solid debut to beat one of the Triad Brigade Annabeth, who's had plenty of chances but did place in her last two runs prior to a spell. Recent jump out was good and she makes her own luck from up on the speed. Number 8, Possess, I don't really know how to say it, out of the Hawk stable, has been jumping out soundly. She's out of a dam that's had two winners from three who have raced. And Garter Diamonds is yet another debutante who could figure on debut after making ground in a recent Caulfield jump out. High Fashion on top for me, 3182.
3182, what do you think, Warren?
I think Harry's a good judge, or I'm hoping he is. I thought the recent jump out of High Fashion was terrific. Ollie's a bit of a go-to for Wendy Kelly when they've got one that they think can run very well, particularly early in their career. And I'm going to go with 3, High Fashion. Liked the recent jump out of Balnarring of Annabeth and has got that race experience. Had a few tries, but has rarely run poorly, and some of the form around her has held up well. Seen a couple of different hit-outs from number 8, Soas, if... I should have Googled that to find out how to pronounce it. Apologies, I didn't, Michael. But, quite in a most recent jump out. But was able to ride the speed in the jump out before. So I just think it was just a tick over jump out, the most recent one. But has shown a degree of speed, but drawn wide. Two guarded moments. Missed the kick in the most recent jump out, but finished on strongly. I wouldn't think that that she'd miss the kick again. Hopefully, if she begins cleanly. I thought she finished off really nicely out wide in a jump out recently. 3182.
3182 and 2, race number 4 at Bendigo today. We can take out of this race the scratchings 2, 4, 9 and 16. Tri-Lee Rose is the favourite into even money. $2. Hernandez is at $5.50. Rebel Excel $6.50 and Ginger Sun's at $7. Who do we have here? We've got another reasonably short price favourite that's been well fanned in the market, Tri-Lee Rose. Which one do you like, Harry?
I've plenty of respect for Tri-Lee Rose. I just think that maybe there isn't as much as the market suggests between that horse and Hernandez. And from a price perspective, Hernandez goes on top, who ran second over the trip last start behind a horse with good prior form lines. He's been consistent without winning, and while there may be some query over his wet form, he did trial well on heavy 10 going prior to his debut, so that would suggest he'll handle the soft 6 here. Tri-Lee Rose ran home quite well on debut and will appreciate the step up to the mile trip. I thought number 6, Ginger Sun, maps to get a fairly uncontested lead and could give them something to chase. And Rebel XL was luckless first up when held up for the better part of the straight, but once clear, finished only a length off the winner. 7, 13, 6 and 3.
7, 13, 6 and 3. Who did you like here, Warren?
I like Tri-Lee Rose here. I thought her jump outs going into her debut performance were solid. I thought she ran well at 1,400 metres. I just think with that run under the belt, a favourable draw, she could be ridden with a bit more intent here, and I think it's the right race for her. I'm keen on 13. Head of 7, Hernandez. I think the improving track over the last few days has certainly played in his favour. I probably would have had him a peg or two further down on heavy ground. 11, Cake Walker, I thought, loomed into the race nicely on debut, and perhaps it was just peak fitness and peaking there. She should be fitter with that run under the belt. And the way she moved into the race, she looked like she had a bit to offer. So fitter with that run under the belt can run better. And Rebel Excel had no luck at all first run for the Mitch Friedman stable. Gets a tongue tie on today, probably gets back from that draw. Keen on 13, ahead of 7, 11 and 3.
Keen on 13 ahead of 7, 11 and 3. The 13 even money as we speak. Race number 5 on the 9 race card today. We take out 2, 14, 15 and 16. Fiorina's at $2.90 for David Brightoak. Dependability 3.60 down to Witten Lane at 5.50, and then Club Legend is at $6. Warren, you can kick us off for race 5.
Well, she burnt me last time, Fiorina, but a few gear changes here. The blinkers come off, a visor goes on. So does a crossover noseband and a tongue tie. That could explain what was just a disappointing performance last start. Maybe she was just a bit fired up with the full set of blinkers on, but her form through Hey Happy, the start before, is just a terrific form reference. For this, I'm going to give her another chance, number 11, Fiorina. I thought the main danger was number 10, Dependability. The market's identified the main chances. She's going well, building to her maiden victory around about this distance range and maps for a nice run. 8, Witten Lane, and 13, Club Legend, who's only been modest in the two starts to date, but getting fitter and maybe gets out to a suitable trip for the first time. 11, 10, 8, 13.
11, 10, 8, and 13 in race 5. Harry, how did you see it?
Same numbers, we'll just mix them around a bit. I've got Dependability on top after a solid third last start over 2 furlongs shorter. The winner since run well in Far Stronger Company in second place, get her one its next start, so that form reads well enough. She should take benefit stepping up for the trip and has raced well on rain-affected going. To beat Witten Lane is a bit of an enigma, but ran quite well at track and trip two back before an okay run last start in arguably stronger maiden company. Maps for a gun run here. Fiorina ran a narrow second two back, quite a good race, as Warren mentioned. Winner subsequently winning its next start in stronger grade. Was only average last start though, so maybe with those gear changes, look for improvement. And I'll just chuck in Club Legend as next best. 10, 8, 11, 13.
10, 8, 11 and 13. Four races or five races down at Bendigo today. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the quarter. And don't forget, we're not far away from the first at Shepherd and Harness as well.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Bendigo today. Race 1, Shepherd and Harness is due to start in 2.5 minutes. It's a trot handicap over 2,190. Majestic Time off the 20-metre mark is the even money favourite. Wanda at 4.20, or 4.40, I should say. Come On Car Lee is at $4.80, and then down to Starlight Storm off the 40 at 5.50. We'll be heading out to Luke Humphreys shortly, but before that, let's try and get the first leg of the quarter in at Bendigo. And in this race, the scratchings are 7, 8, 12 and 15. Anything But is the favourite for Mike Moroney at 4.20. Hey Happy at 4.40. Nothing like a high $5. Who are you with in the first leg of the quaddie here, Warren?
I'm siding with Hey Happy, but the 4.9 ties in with Anything But, and there's a slight weight swing in Anything But's favour, so that would work in his favour. But he's just found that winning habit from a very much informed stable, the Paddy Payne stable. I think what he's needed is a bit of racing and to get out to a staying trip since arriving from New Zealand, and he's found his niche here. On with 1 ahead of 14, Miss Sharp. She races well here now with the new stable, Sylvia Thompson, following that Craig Whittison being on the sidelines. But she's racing well, and she would have maintained a good deal of fitness. 10, Anything But has to go in wherever Hey Happy lines up. And 2, Nothing Like a High is not a regular winner, but putting Kello on is a positive, staying with him. 1, 14, 10 and 2.
1, 14, 10 and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie for Warren. Where did you go in the first leg, Harry?
Same numbers again, Michael. All go in the quaddie, but I thought from a value point of view, Miss Sharp goes on top. Managed to find one better in her last two, both over the trip. She should appreciate the sting out of the track and gains the services back of regular rider Dean Yendel. To beat Nothing Like a High, has been racing really well over the trip of late, giving the impression another win isn't far away. Hey Happy's chasing a hat-trick. You can't knock winning form, and Anything But's form ties in with Hey Happy, as Warren mentioned, finishing a narrow second behind him last start on the back of second behind Mr. Ballistic. The extra trip should suit him as well. 14, 2, 1, 10.
14, 2, 1 and 10 in the first leg of the quaddie at Bendigo. We'll just back to our preview of Bendigo today, up to the second leg of the quaddie here, gents. And in this race, we can take out 3, 4, 7, 11, 12 and 15. Neroni's a favourite here at 2.25. Evening Glory at 3.50 and Nuclear Cheval at 5.50 are the three in the market, Warren.
He's a terrific run first up. Neroni, I can't see any reason why he doesn't come across and, worst case scenario, get outside the lead, might even take control of the race. And I thought he was one of the better short price favourites of the day, 10 for me. Hit a 5, Brother Paul. He's not noted first up, but I did like his recent jump out. I think the claim for Laura Lafferty's a plus. 6, Evening Glory. Form around him's pretty good. Just would have liked to have seen a little bit more through a recent jump out, but maybe race day is the key for Evening Glory. And 13, Nuclear Chevelle will be off the speed and strong late. 10, very hard to beat for me. Ahead of 5, 6 and 13.
10, 5, 6 and 13. Are you with a favourite here, Harry?
Yeah, it's my best bit of the day, Michael. An absolute carbon copy with Warren. Nerone, great first up run at the Valley after racing wide. Agree with Warren, gets up races on the speed, might even lead, and I think will take a ton of catching. Brother Paul, probably the value runner of the race, isn't a noted first up performer, but jumped out well and goes really well on rain affected going. Evening Glory resumes, is pretty good form lines, as Warren mentioned, and Nuclear Chevelle next best. Don't want to copy too much of what he said. 10, 5, 6, 13.
10, 5, 6 and 13, marching as one, Warren and Harry in race number 7. Race number 8, another good race takeout, 3 and 13. Grinzinger R. Lee's the favourite at 3.30. Nova Way for Osti Coffee at $5. Helmaz is also at $5. Harry?
The way this race shapes up, I think Helmers could get a fairly cushy lead here. Drops back in grade and arguably races best on rain-affected going. Expect he has every chance to run away with it, noting the blinkers come off. Also worth noting, was $9 this morning as my value play into $5 now, as you mentioned. To beat number 11, Grinzinger Ali, had excuses last start after copping a check in transit, but kept trying hard. Not convinced he's a miler, but will handle the soft and heavy going. Kate Richards will appreciate racing with 3 kilos less on his back and should be flying late. And Nova Way is chasing a hat-trick, and it's hard to knock winning form. 6, 11, 1 and 4.
6, 11, 1 and 4 that event, race number 8 at Bendigo. What did you think, Warren?
We're going to sink or swim together today. And I, through the racing.com early look, I put out Helmaz as my value selection yesterday too. And yeah, around about the $9 or $10. It just looks to me set up for him to get control of the race. Maybe Luca Brasi can be somewhere there. He's handled rain-affected ground well enough. He drops in grade. Blinkers coming off. Just could be a subtle gear change that could help. And yeah, if nothing else, he's probably about at his right price now, but I think he was over the odds at $9 or $10. Number 6, Helmaz, head of 11. Grinzinger Ali, first run for Danny O'Brien. Fitter for 2 runs back from a spell. Didn't have a lot of luck last start. 4 Nova Ways, racing well. This is a tougher race, but in a rich vein of form, and 1 Cape Richards, you know what you get, be off the speed, ducking and weaving, but should be strong late. 6 was a lot of was value, now probably about the right price, about ahead of 11, 4 and 1.
Oh, the Warren Huntley army have piled in after you put it out yesterday at $11. Helmaz now into $5. That takes us to the last at Ballarat. And another one's been very well backed here. Rossman, take out the 7 and the 9, Kaplumpich. I know a few of the boys in Kaplumpich, and the text messages flying around last night saying he is absolutely airborne, hence $4 into $2.70, Rod and Todd at $5.50, and then we go down to $6 plus the rest. Are you a Kaplumpich fan, Harry?
I certainly am. I thought the jump out was really, really good leading into this. Tripp's obviously short of his best. He gives weight to the field, but he's the best horse in the race. He's flying, as you mentioned. The more I look at his form, the more I think class will prevail, especially with that key scratching of the commoner. Rod and Todd resumes and generally fires fresh. First up, Last Prep only found one better over the trip than was sound enough at the Valley. He's another one that races on pace and will have every chance. A bit of a query on soft going. Solorski's jumped out well, comes across from Perth to have his first start for Lindsay Smith, and that's been a winning formula in the past. I'm going to throw in number 6, The Mood I'm In, at a price into my quaddie as well. 1, 11, 2 and 6.
1, 11, 2 and 6. How are you coming home, Warren?
Yeah, that jump out of Kaplumpich was terrific, and I think there was even some social media going around in the last few days at counting the sleeps until Kaplumpich got back to the races. Michael, probably some of your friends. I'm with him. I think he's trialled up nicely enough to run well. He'll be better over further, but if he can hold a spot from that draw, he'll be very strong late. I'm with 1 ahead of 2. Solorski, who's trialled up nicely, as Harry referenced, for that first run in Victoria for the Lindsay Smith stable. 11, Rod and Todd. He's generally an on-speed runner. He's trialled up okay. He'll make his own luck somewhere near the speed. I thought not noted for his first-up performances, but I love the recent jump out of number 4, Shavuma. Looks to have come to hand well. 1, 2, 11, 4.
1, 2, 11 and 4. Warren, how do we make a dollar out of today?
Two best for me. I'll make the best race 4, number 13, Charlie Rose. But like Harry, I'm keen on race 7, number 10, Nerone. And Helmaz, the value, although that value has trimmed up. For the quaddie, first leg, 1, 10 and 14. Second leg, 5 and 10. Third leg, 1, 4, 6, 7, 9, 11. Home with numbers 1, 2, 4, and 11. Going to trim up a couple of the legs of the quaddie races. 7, 8, running double as the play of the day. 5 and 10 into 1, 4, 6, 7, and 9, and 11.
Good luck today, Warren.
Thanks, Michael.
Harry, give us your plan.
Look, best bet, race 7, number 10, Neroni. Value, agree with Warren, it's probably gone now, but race 8, number 6, Helmaz, is still a good bet around $5 mark. Quaddie, 1, 2, 10, 14, first leg. Second leg, 5, 6, and 10. Third leg, 1, 4, 6, 11. Last leg, 1, 2, 6, 11. Play of the day, I'll have a running double. Race 4, numbers 7 and 13, into race 5, numbers 8 and 10.
Good on you, Harry. Good punting today, mate.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.